pleased to have another episode of Now and New here as part of WQKT and another Commissioner's Podcast today. And pleased to be joined by Commissioner Becky Foster this morning as we talk a little bit about what a commissioner does. Becky, thanks for joining me.
Thank you for having me today. I am the newest commissioner, and so therefore, not being in the office before, I have a lot of my friends that'll ask me, hey, what's a commissioner do all day? And currently, I'm in my third year of a four-year term, and we'll be up for re-election next year. So the biggest thing is the commissioners, the importance is that we listen to the constituents, and we hear what the needs are from the constituents and how we can help them grow the county and make the county prosper with the businesses and people that pay taxes, that they get the services that they need through the county.
Gotcha. So who reports to commissioners, I guess, is the better way to ask that question. Who reports to you?
Absolutely. So one of the things with county government is I think that a lot of people think the commissioners are over everything in county government, and that's not really true. There are 16 elected officials, of which the commissioners are just three. The other elected officials are the auditor, the engineer, the recorder, the treasurer, the clerk of courts, common pleas court judges 2, juvenile court judge 1, municipal court judge 2, the prosecutor and the sheriff. So that makes up 16 elected officials. The county commissioners, although we work with all the elected officials because we do maintain the general fund, which a lot of their funding comes out of, the commissioners actually have about 250 employees directly under our services. And that would include the county administrator. We take care of all employee health and wellness benefits. We have facilities and maintenance for all the buildings, the county properties. The Wayne County Airport is under the commissioners, the Wayne County Building Code, the Wayne County Care Center. 8500 Dispatch is a direct report to the commissioners. The Wayne County Dog Shelter, the Emergency Management Services, which serves the entire county, Jobs and Family Services, which is a huge portion of our staff, supporting everyone in the community for by Ohio Means Jobs, SNAP benefits, and other things that can help people in low to moderate incomes basically be sufficient and continue on and grow their lives. We have environmental services. This is one thing that I didn't even know, that the county actually has 9 sewer plants. And there are they are maintained by us, and we have a director of environmental services for those sewer plants and also takes care of the wastewater treatment through those plants and the solid waste.
So while a county commissioner may not be on the level of let's say like a mayor of a city where they can make direct influence onto a city itself, you do have an ability to kind of oversee everything that goes on within the county, don't you?
We absolutely do. And one of the biggest things is being in government. Since I came from private sector, the biggest adjustment is everything that we do, we have to abide by the Ohio Revised Code. And being county government, which means we're under the state of Ohio regulations, is a little more restrictive, I think, than even being a mayor. Although, like a mayor has to answer to their board and everybody else that is in their community, but the county commissioners have to really follow the guidelines of the Ohio Revised Code.
Gotcha. So in your time as a commissioner, I guess, what are some of the things that you've enjoyed doing so far? What are some of the things, the decisions, the things that you and Commissioner Amstutz and Commissioner Spahl, what have you enjoyed doing so far?
Well, a lot of the things for me personally, because I did not have an agricultural background, the most important thing for the commissioners is to maintain land and farming. Farming is the mainstay of the county, and dairy. So I have learned a lot about agricultural things throughout, agricultural businesses, farming, ag securities. There's a lot of things that the cities wouldn't deal with, that the county, that is a very, very high priority to us. and maintaining agricultural as the mainstay. We definitely like growth in the county, but what we want to do is see that growth through those communities, cities, municipalities, villages, where they already have infrastructure. So we want to grow those communities and maintain our farmland.
What are some of the things currently, as we're with Becky Foster here, Wayne County Commissioner, what are some of the things currently that, you are actively working on right now?
Okay. One of the things that the commissioner started and that I actively work on is the Transportation Improvement District. And each county, if not all counties have them, but there's a bucket of money out there from ODOT, and it's available for infrastructure and improvements within your county. So we formed the Transportation Improvement District a couple years ago, and I had that up on the commissioner's side. It is a separate board. It is not under the commissioners, but the commissioners had to establish the board, much like the land bank that Sue Smale, Commissioner Smale, is the head of. So we've been able to bring money into the county for road improvements on Daisy Way in Worcester, and then Worcester has submitted and has been granted funds for a project up by Bob Evans and Bueller's Milltown, as well as a drop-off lane on Apple Creek Road by the New Bell Stores. So the thing of it is for all of us to look, how can we bring revenue back into the county that will support the county, make county growth, and still maintain the integrity and value of what Wayne County is known for.
So it seems like there, as always, and it's something that I was talking to Commissioner Smale about last week, is that growth in Wayne County is truly happening on a daily basis, isn't it?
I mean, it is, but again, we want to continue the growth around the communities where infrastructure is already there. We don't want someone to go plop out in the middle of, you know, 100-acre agricultural land and pop a business out there. Not that we wouldn't support it, but again, it needs to be, there are county sewer systems. So we want the growth along where the existing county sewer systems are today and at the villages and the cities so that we can maintain that agricultural land.
Commissioner Becky Foster on the Commissioner's Podcast here on Now and New as part of WQKT. I appreciate you joining today.
Thank you for having me.